Hello, this is Paul Sullentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. You're listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. Today, we've got four Wichita State student-athletes that are going to talk about what life is like during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jack Segrist is a sophomore second baseman on the baseball team. We've got Trajata Colbert, sophomore on the women's basketball team. Senior Michelle Letterman, she's a women's golfer. And junior outside hitter Megan Taflinger from the volleyball team. And we thank you for listening. We're going to go right into these four interviews. I will apologize in advance because this was all done via Zoom. You may run into some places where the audio is not totally smooth. But once again, you're listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. We thank you for listening. I encourage you to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. And you can read content from the Roundhouse at GoShockers.com. Thank you. Okay, we have Jack Segrist with us. Jack is a sophomore second baseman, leadoff hitter from Plano, Texas. He started all 15 games this season, hitting .250, four doubles, 10 walks, which was second on the team. He had 9 stolen bases in 10 attempts to lead the team and a .371 on-base percentage. Shockers were, of course, and this is going to end up being one of the frustrating things about 2020 for Wichita State spring sports, 13-2, they had won 12 in a row and had a weekend series with Nebraska coming up that I think people were really looking forward to. Jack, yeah, what kind of take us through the mood and the feel on that this team, you know, with this kind of fabulous start?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously super frustrating when, I mean, everything happened so quick with the like coronavirus just coming out of out of left field. Like, there was no thought that the season was going to get canceled. If anything, it was going to get suspended. So, I mean, we meshed really well together. It was every guy on the team. It's cliche to say, but it was literally like a family, because like every guy got along. Every single time we were in the locker room together, everyone's having a blast. Like, nothing was ever taken too seriously, but when it was time to get on the field, it was, hey, like, we have a job to do, we'll do it together. And I think that's what made us so good. It was, we just kind of bought into the mentality that you can't be a champion unless you listen to what all these guys have to say, and you develop and you grow as a team, not just as yourself, but focusing on being a better leader, a better teammate, putting the team ahead of yourself, and individual success will come after that. So I think that was just the mindset that most of the guys had, and that's why we're performing well. We all liked each other, and then all of a sudden it just came to an end.
I probably saw 6 or 7 of the games, and what kept standing out to me was the pace of play. I kept describing it as, boy, they just play really clean, crisp baseball. Is that what you guys felt too? Was there a, you know, how do you kind of, I struggle to describe it to people unless you see it. How do you describe it?
Right. Yeah. There was definitely an emphasis on that. Coach Wedge wanted that from the get-go. Right as he got here, he said, I mean, there's no point in wasting time. Like, we're going to play our brand of baseball, which is going to be pitching and defense. And that's ultimately what we did. I think our fielding percentage was already, like, if not the highest in the American Conference, it was way up there. Our pitching staff was doing phenomenal. So it's not like we were giving away a ton of free passes, which made the game feel quicker too. And we weren't stalling. Like, we would get the out, throw it around, get on the mound. I know Pelfrey put a huge emphasis on pitchers pounding the strike zone, not waiting around. Hey, if you get hit, throw the next one right down the middle, show them who's in control. You're in control. Don't let them feel in control. So I think that was just, hey, like, no one wants to watch a 3.5-4 hour baseball game. If you can play a quick brand of baseball and play the right way, it's going to be more entertaining and you're going to get more success.
Definitely, definitely. The fans appreciate that pace of play.
Right.
All right, so you're back home like most of us are, studying, trying to kill time, trying to stay active. What are you watching? What are you reading? You have any good recommendations for people who might be wanting to hit Netflix or Disney Plus or something?
All right. I've been watching everything. I'm a huge Office fan, so I watch a ton of The Office. I'll always watch that. Ozark was really good. Yeah, I know the season 3 just came out of Ozark. I really enjoyed that. But I mean, other than that, I'm pretty much every night I'll go watch a movie. Me and my parents and family will just rent a movie downstairs and watch it, and I'll come up and go to bed and wake up and do the same thing the next day. But I try to keep busy, you know, working out in the garage. I have a little junkyard set up so I can get some stuff done. I got a net I can hit tee work into. So, I mean, it could be worse, but I'm just lucky I got a nice little setup here. So,
who is your favorite Office character?
Ooh, I'll say Dwight.
Dwight. Okay. Do you have a favorite prank that Jim pulled on Dwight, or vice versa? what stands out?
There's a bunch of good ones. Let's see. Let's see. I think one of the best, he wraps his desk with like Christmas paper wrapping paper all over.
Yeah. The stapler and the Jello mold. That's always.
Yeah. That's a good one. There's so many. I'm trying to think.
Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. I've heard a lot about Ozark. I think people are really getting on that. What about Tiger King? That seems to be the
popular. I did watch that. That was really good. That was really entertaining. Plenty I know of Joe life. Exotic's the big, he's the big story all over the world right now.
Yeah, you mentioned staying active, hitting into a net. Give us a little description of what's the routine to try to stay, you know, as active, as sharp as possible.
Yeah, so I have in my garage, I had like a bench with a bench press type deal that we've always had just kind of tucked away. So pulled that out. I'll have some freestanding weights, some dumbbells, stuff like that, jump rope, like yoga mats to do like ab workouts, all that stuff. So my mom will just pull her car out of the garage and I'll set that up, and I ordered a net that I could just hit tee work into. So, I mean, that's just it. I'll wake up, eat some breakfast and do that. I try to spend as much time as I can out there just to kind of take away from the day, because it's a very long day when you're doing the same thing every single day with not really knowing the timetable on when you're going to get back to campus or the next time you're going to even play a game. So just try to just stay active and get the best workouts I possibly can. I know our strength coach Garrett Bale, if he sends us workouts, like stay-at-home workouts we can do with like no equipment if you have a little equipment. But other than that, yeah, it's just trying to just get into the garage and grind as much as I can with what I have.
Athletically, everything's different. Academically, it's different too. How's the remote learning going?
Yeah, it's okay. It's interesting for sure. It's a change, but I think it helps that I've taken a lot of classes online already that were like strictly through Blackboard, which is what Wichita State uses for online course or all the courses, but it's not been too difficult, but it's definitely weird.
What do you miss the most?
I just miss waking up every day knowing that I was going to be with the team. We were going to be in the locker room. We were going to spend much time together and have a blast. And, you know, it's like we had a 12-game winning streak. There was not one word ever said about it. Not one word. So it's kind of like we wouldn't know until it was like tweeted out, like, hey, that's the 12th win in a row. It's like, oh, what, we're just doing what we do. So I definitely miss just being with the guys and having that feel of being a true team, because I think everyone knew that we were definitely going to exceed expectations and do a lot this year.
Yeah, when you talk to, you know, you do a 5-year story or 10-year story about a team, a lot of times it's not the wins and the losses that stand out. It's the, you know, the fun times on the bus ride or goof around in the locker room that stand out. And that's got to be the hard thing to replace at this time. How are the Shockers trying to stay as connected as possible and, you know, still get some of that companionship?
Yeah, we have a group chat, so that stays pretty active. Everyone, you know, texts, jokes around, sends pictures, videos, just trying to do the same stuff as we can do. I mean, obviously none of us are together, so it's not as fun, but we all definitely stay in touch. If every day, if not every other day.
What are you most looking forward to getting back to when we get back to normal?
Ooh. Honestly, probably just going to get food, going to sit down and eat somewhere. I mean, everything's been takeout, so that's definitely something to look forward to, just getting a nice meal somewhere.
That's a good one. Yeah, is there a meal, a restaurant in your town that you miss?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a couple that are closed. That some places are doing the takeout, you can just drive through and pick it up. But other than that, it's, I don't know if there's a specific place I miss. It's just like the feeling of being able to go and sit down somewhere and hang out with friends, or, you know, just like, it's weird not being able to see anyone, even though everyone from like my high school is home.
No doubt. All right. Very good. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate your time. Hello, we have Trajada Colbert, Wichita State women's basketball team. She is a sophomore from Rochelle, Georgia. We have high hopes for Trajada's interview. Her favorite book is The Canterbury Tales, so I think she's going to set the bar high when we start talking about pandemic activities and things.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, let's get started there, Trajada. What are you watching? What are you reading during this time? What recommendations would you give to people to pass time?
Right now, well, I always watch The Golden Girls. That's an all-time classic. And Law & Order SVU, another good one. 21 seasons, all of them are great. I just finished, I just caught up on Good Girls, another great show, strong female leads. That's like my drama of choice, strong female leads.
I'm familiar with all of those except 21 seasons. Tell us a little bit about that.
21 seasons of Law & Order SVU.
Oh, you've watched all 21 seasons of Law & Order?
I have.
Wow.
And so you're in the house for the next month, maybe, hope not. You can watch 21 seasons of Law and Order.
Okay. Excellent. How about books? Surely you have good book reviews. I know you're a reader.
Books. I am a reader. I'm not really reading anything that I would recommend to anybody else. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm just trying to get through it. Read my anatomy book and my sign language book. That's about it.
So those are school related.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I was, that leads me right into, how is the remote learning going? You know, what's your routine as far as class?
For me, I have three classes that I do. Well, actually four classes that I do on Zoom. Two of them are PE classes, which is kind of awkward because we're not in the gym. So I don't know, we can't really do anything too much on Zoom, but talk. My anatomy class is kind of hard. Because we mostly do things hands-on, like handling bones, pictures of muscles and stuff like that. So doing it via Zoom is kind of awkward. My ASL class, you need to see. So that's pretty simple. But that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. In the beginning, it was super awkward because, like, you're not really face-to-face, but you're face-to-face. But you're, like, in your own home. Which is just kind of odd. People have their dogs and their cats in the Zoom videos, just their kids. It's just not the typical learning environment, and it's just something that I had to adjust to.
How are you staying active?
So our team, we do workouts on Zoom. So each player, we have our certain days where we put the workout together and we lead it, and we just watch each other through Zoom. So that's what I do. And then while I was here in Atlanta, and my dad, we ran a lot, we walked a lot, dribbled the basketball just around in the parking lot. I did find a court that was open. It was hard, like 30 minutes away, but I did get some shots up a little bit on the outside goal. So,
got to keep the jumper sharp. I like to hear that.
Right.
How are the Shockers staying connected? What is your group doing to stay in touch?
Like, we do the Zoom workouts, and then we have a group chat. We talk to each other on social media. That's pretty much it.
What do you miss the most about not being around your coaches, your teammates, your fellow students?
Well, if I was back, like if it was like regular and not during this Corona pandemic, we'd be having spring workouts right now. And like, that's usually like the time where we like really harp on our individual skills. Like, we do a lot of ball handling, a lot of driving to the basket, like through contact. A lot of things like that you really can't get to during the season, you know, because you're working on the other team's plays, working on scouts and stuff like that. So this is really like a time where we improve our skills, and like, we're really missing out on that. So I really miss that.
What do you think the first thing you're going to want to do when things get back to some sort of normal? Are you looking forward to anything in particular?
Probably not wearing this mask. Just a regular opportunity to go to a gym, like on a daily basis, and not being nervous about somebody coughing on me.
We have Michelle Letterman, a senior golfer from Bolivia. She is a two-time Women's Golf Association All-American Scholar. Michelle, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Give us some recommendations. How are you passing the time? Have you picked up any new TV shows, read any good books?
Well, I'm trying to focus on finishing well my classes. I'm enjoying my classes since I'm a senior and they're like the tougher ones. So it's really interesting for me to have, teachers are being really proactive with what they give us. So I'm spending a lot of time in my classes. And I'm also taking an extra online course called the Science of Wellbeing, because I had a hard time adjusting to all this. So I feel that class has really helped me stay on top.
Excellent, excellent answer. So academics are coming first with you.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah, how's the remote learning going? What's that adjustment been like?
I feel teachers have put a lot of effort. Most of my classes, well, all of my classes were in class, and teaching economics online can be quite hard, but recorded lectures are helping teachers a lot, and they're actually helping me a lot because my classes were at night and I learn better in the morning, so I'm doing them in the morning and it's way better.
So that flexibility is helping.
Yeah, it's helping a lot.
The class you mentioned that you added, tell us a little bit about that. That sounds interesting.
It's a class that it's taught through Coursera. It's a Yale class. So a teacher in Yale teaches it. It's free, and I realized it does teach you a lot about happiness and how to stay happy. And I don't know, I really like it a lot.
Oh, good. Good. Makes sense. Okay. So you are from Bolivia. You are here, yeah, in Wichita. You stayed here. Tell us a little bit about that decision. How did that work out?
Well, I live with my grandmother back home. So going back home and being at the airports was very risky for me. And I didn't want to be selfish with her. So I decided to stay in Wichita and go back home when it's safe.
Makes sense. How are you staying active? What kind of...
I usually work out in the mornings. So I take myself an hour to start my day with a workout. And then throughout the day, I do small workouts with my friends just to stay active, because not leaving the house can be kind of hard.
Do you have a putting green set up in the
No, we chip outside.
You chip outside.
Yeah, we do some chips outside and do some putting games on the rug.
What do you miss the most?
I feel getting outside, either to play golf or just to be outside. I really miss just going out and playing 18 holes or running, or I miss being outside.
How are the Shockers staying connected during this time?
We text a lot through GroupMe, and I guess we send videos. I'm with my roommate and she's in the golf team as well. So I don't know, we stay connected, just sending each other videos.
We will get back to normal at some point. What are you most looking forward to when you're able to walk out of the house and go back to all the things you used to enjoy?
I would really like to go to a gym and go play golf. Those are the things I miss the most.
We have Megan Tafflinger with us. Megan is a junior outside hitter from Leona Valley, California. She is sequestering in Parker, Arizona during these weird times. Megan, give us some recommendations. What are you watching? What are you reading? How are you passing the time?
I've been watching a show called The Outlanders with my parents. I also really like a show called How to Get Away with Murder. I've been really into that. I've watched a ton of those episodes. I haven't read too much lately. I do like to read, though, but I haven't really had any good recommendations for books, and I like series, so kind of hard to find books that are good books that are in a series.
Outlander, so that's some time travel going on then, right? Are you a time travel fan?
I do like it. I like the concept of going back to a time when, you know, we don't know exactly what happened, or to be able to see, you know, something that is really historic.
Yeah, and you're picking up some history, I guess, too, right? Because that bounces back between whenever and World War II kind of a thing.
Yeah, it goes back into the 1740s originally in Scotland, and the rise of the Jacobites in Scotland. So that's all historical, and then they throw in some Hollywoodized things that don't actually happen. And now the final season is actually in America, just before the Revolutionary War begins. So
all kinds of stuff going on. Interesting. You dropped in the Jacobites. Mm-hmm. I did not expect, when I started this project, I did not expect to get any references from that. So very good. Good work. How are you staying active? What are you doing? You know, cardio related, all that kind of stuff.
So currently where I'm at, it's pretty mountainous, and there's also the river. So we go and hike the dogs that we have five dogs here, and two of them are mine. So we hike the dogs, can go and be on the Razor and the ATVs, that kind of thing, be out on the boat. My parents are pretty active. They run 3 miles every other day, so I can join them in that. Just being outside, I have two younger brothers too who both play volleyball, so can get out there and, you know, whack the volleyball around too, which also is good exercise.
So you've got a whole outdoor gym ready for you to explore then, it sounds like. Tell us about,
yes.
Tell
so
us about
two, the dogs. All of it.
Tell us about the dogs. What kind tell of dogs do you have?
I have a miniature Australian Shepherd. His name's Oscar. I love him. He goes on the airplanes with me when I come back home. And then my boyfriend and I recently got a lab. And so she's just turned 5 months old. And we're hoping that she'll be a good hunting partner to go get birds. So I have her too, and they've been a blast. They love to go out. I drove out here, so they did the full 18-hour car ride with me from Wichita, and they did awesome. And they love to swim. They love to go out and hike. They really enjoy being outside all the time.
Yes, it appears dogs may be the one and only winner of COVID-19 because they're getting lots of time.
Yes, for sure.
Remote learning classes, how's that going? Big change for everybody. What's your experience like?
So far it's been normal, I guess, for online classes. I would say that I've had a lot of work to do in the past week, and I'm not sure if that's because they've tried to make up for the previous week before spring break, since we had it off for them to get ready for these classes to be online. So I'm not sure if we have a ton of work being due right now because they're trying to make that up, or because we've only got a month left before the end of the semester. So they're just shoving it all out there to finish these projects and stuff. So, but otherwise it's been good. I've had some Zoom classes, you know, seeing a professor, getting to hear what they have to say. The test situation seems to be all right. I'll have my first test tomorrow where I have to be in a Zoom conference meeting and they have to be able to see me write or whatever this test is going to be. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see how that works. But otherwise, I think it's good. I think that there will be a lot of classes where people are like, I don't necessarily need to go into class for this. My professor did a great job doing it all online.
What do you miss the most?
Not much class-wise.
I mean, kind of the whole life, volleyball, school, being on campus, all of that. What's on your mind the most?
I've actually really enjoyed being out here with my family. I really enjoy that we've kind of got to spend a lot of time together. You know, both brothers are in school. The middle brother goes to UC Merced. He plays volleyball there. So his season got canceled. And then the younger brother plays in high school still. And he also got his school canceled. So it's been nice to spend time with them and obviously to be in much better weather than Wichita is right now. I mean, it's 75 to, you know, 85 almost every day and it's sunny here. So that's a lot nicer. I think I do miss, though, being able to just, you know, go in and play volleyball when we have our practices and stuff. You know, I do miss getting in there and at least getting some touches on the volleyball. But I've also really enjoyed being out here and kind of having this time off.
And some good family time, it seems like. The
yeah.
The Shockers, how are you guys staying connected? What are the coaches and the and your teammates doing?
We had a Zoom meeting maybe just a little more than a week ago. We got to see everybody, also some of the incoming freshmen that'll be here in the fall. So we were talking to them. Sometimes our coaches will text us. I've heard from Chelsea a couple times, and I've talked to a couple of the you know, teammates, Emma and Briley. But other than that, it seems like everybody's kind of enjoying spending the time with their family. And, you know, being a student athlete requires you to be at school a lot, be on the road a lot, you know, don't get to have as much time off as sometimes we'd like. So it's nice to be able to spend that with our family.
The fact that Chris Lamb has had weeks and weeks on his own for his active brain to come up with new drills and build new things in his garage workshop, how do you think that's going to play out when everybody gets back in the gym?
My first thought is I'm not even sure when we're going to get back in the gym. I mean, nobody's sure how long this is going to be. And, you know, I've heard from our coaches that there are some football teams that haven't signed their pre-games before even their season starts, just like scrimmage games, I guess, just because they're not sure if they'll be able to get down there since it'll be in the beginning of August. I mean, will we have double days? Will we be able to have camps at the school in July like we usually do? So it's kind of, I'm kind of curious as to see how this will all play out. And I'm sure when we get back in the gym, Lambo is going to be doing all kinds of drills to see how well we've stayed up with playing volleyball and make sure we haven't lost any, you know, talent or any, once you don't use it, you lose it. Right. So.
Yeah. All that pent up Lambo energy. That may be a sight to behold whenever things get back. When things do get back to normal, what's the first thing you want to do?
I guess the first thing we will do is volleyball. I mean, if we can get our double days in, I'm sure we'll be doing that right away. Especially if it's already in the beginning of August, I could see them just being like, you guys have to be here, you know, by this time. And we're going to start doing double days as soon as you get here. So be prepared. But I'm kind of excited for, I also work at the Crestview Country Club. In Wichita. And so I'm kind of excited to see if maybe they can kind of, you know, start opening that back up again during the summer, because I really enjoy working there and, you know, working in the clubhouse and hopefully maybe on the golf course this time, serving drinks to people. And I really enjoy that. So I'm kind of hoping that we'll have everything back to mostly normal, you know, towards the later part of the summer and be able to work there before I have to start playing volleyball again.